Rolling.
We're in a state of confusion. Questions on your mind. Send in Letitia and Brandy. Gonna help you unwind. We're hanging out together, even though we're alone. We'll pass it on over. Sorry we're stoned.
Love a good twist off wine. Twist off cap.
How's it going?
Great, now that I've got a glass of wine.
Honestly, I'm chilling.
You're smoking is what you're doing. Today. Where?
Oh, just out to lunch with the best of industry people at the Polo Lounge at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Oh, you did.
Yes.
Wow.
So not me, but honestly, it was actually kind of fabulous.
What did you wear to the Polo Lounge?
Honestly, Molly came over last night and she is just so freaking good at putting outfits together.
I know it's annoying.
It's so annoying. So I was ready to just like, I was like, I have nothing to wear. And she was like, Mom, we went through your closet like a year ago and put outfits together. And I was like, okay, but I've worn them. She was like, no, you haven't. It's been COVID, whatever. And I was like, I know, but they don't feel right now. So we go in my closet. And at one point she goes, okay, so all of this, and I go, needs to go. And she starts dying laughing. She was like, no, does not need to go. And she was like, what are you talking about? And so she starts pulling all the stuff, putting it together that is so freaking good. And one was these really cute chic black slacks I have.
Oh.
And so my friend Simone Harouche, she has a company called Kit Undergarments with her best friend and their bodysuits. So first of all, she sent me these bodysuits like a year and a half ago. I could not even get my boobs in it. Like, honestly, I would look insane.
Yikes.
I put on today and it just, or yesterday, and it fits so freaking good with these slacks. And then I wore a long, like below the knee, Camel Theory little jacket, like a long, 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 long blazer.
Oh, cute.
Bendy fur slides.
You wore fur slides to the Polo Lounge?
Faux fur, Fendi faux fur, but honestly, it was so good. You know what? It was that like, yeah, I'm getting all like businessy, like I'm at the Polo Lounge at the top. But then I had to put on the first slides just to go, but I'm still a little like.
Don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I'm not going to put a heel on for the Polo Lounge. I'm coming in the first slide.
I feel like you missed a prime Instagram photo opportunity here.
I tried to get your sister to take a picture and she wouldn't.
Why not?
Because she was like, Mom, let's do it inside. And then, of course, we never did because we started talking to everybody.
Yeah.
So she would not take my picture.
Well, that's a bummer because I would have loved to have seen it on the gram.
Honestly, it was really good.
You'll have to rewear it.
It was really good. But anyway, it was, you know what? I just haven't been out like that in a long time to eat with like a group of people. Mm-hmm. And it was so much fun. And I literally usually don't go to places like that because I'm just like, it seems a little touristy, LA bougie, like everybody goes. But I was looking around today, people watching, and there was just nothing better.
Really?
And I saw like one of the most fabulous, like probably 75-year-old women I've ever seen. Okay. Had her hair updo like Mammy did. And like, it was just like, these little curls in the front, and her husband, who was definitely older than her, and he had a little walker, but he was really tall. He looked definitely 80. He had on black slacks and a black leather jacket. And I was like, these people are everything.
Yeah.
And her, she had on these amazing sunglasses with her hair and her updo. Me, I go and I'm going over to get in my car, and I look over, and the two of them are getting in a Bentley, and she's driving.
No.
I mean, there could have been nothing more Beverly Hills than seeing that at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And like, she was stunning. And he was like, he had on literally black slacks, black leather jacket, and black sunglasses. And his walker cane was like a black metal.
No.
They were so cool.
I love that. No idea who they were?
I have no idea.
No clue, huh?
They were amazing. And I love that she was such a boss and getting in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Everything.
Love that. Please, 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 please tell me you've seen some Bachelorette.
None. You told me it
was... Mom! But you're still supposed to watch it.
He said it was boring.
Episode one was boring, but the second episode is decent.
Okay, that makes me happy. I want to watch.
So I need you to watch.
Okay. Well, I haven't, so we're not going to talk about that. But you know what we can talk about?
What?
You.
I haven't finished it.
Me either.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you can't ruin it for me. I've only seen four episodes.
I think it's not very good.
Okay. I was also thinking that. Episode one I liked, and then episode two and three and four, I was like, oh, I don't know. But all my friends that have finished it said that the last episode is worth finishing the season.
It's just so ridiculous. Ridiculously far-fetched.
Well, I know. It's like you guys would be in jail at this point. Let's be real.
Yes. And the fact that, I mean, honestly, it's just so ridiculous. I have a hard time watching it.
I get that.
I don't know.
I've been kind of feeling that way also about In the Dark. Do you watch In the Dark?
I started to start that.
It's really good.
Is it? Okay.
Especially the first two seasons are really good. You know, the guy on that show, his name's Casey Diedrick, is Ryan Falaise's best friend.
Ah.
And they're roommates. They've known each other forever. So I started watching that show like way back when because of Casey. And I love the show. And season three just aired on Netflix. I still love it. Like, it's still so good. But I do think it's kind of going in that direction where it's like, okay, all these people are dying. You guys would absolutely be in jail by now. You know what I mean? Anyway, the thing I love about In the Dark is that, like, when you first start watching it, it's, like, about a blind girl and a service dog business, right? So it seems, like super, like, lighthearted almost. But it's about the drug cartel, and then like people start getting murdered, and people die left and right, and it's actually pretty edgy, and it's also got like a little bit of like a dark comedic aspect to it too. Like some of the things Murphy is the girl, the blind girl, the lead, and some of the things she says are freaking hysterical, but she's just like super dry, and it's very unexpected.
Is she blind in real life?
I don't think so.
Just curious.
And she does a great job acting like she is. I mean, she kills it.
Yeah, I keep seeing that, and then I'm like, oh, I haven't heard anybody talk about it, so I never have started watching it.
It's cute. I like it. It's an easy watch, but it's, like, entertaining.
Awesome. I'm going to start that, because honestly, I kind of been using you to walk on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. Like, it gives me something silly to do, but I'm just like, ugh. Like, I'm not dying to go watch it.
Did you ever get into Big Sky?
I kind of did in the first season, but I felt like it too was just so far-fetched.
I mean, it is. Season two is out if you wanted to start.
And I felt like the acting was just so bad I couldn't take it.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah.
It's not great.
I hope they've gotten better. And that's not being mean. It's just like it was just hard for me to watch. I feel like it's much more like for like people in their 20s who just want to be stoned and watch TV.
That's right. You know what I did finally start? That you love is Succession.
O-M-G.
Okay. I know. Everybody has this reaction about this show, and I'm only four episodes in, and I know you told me. I know you said that.
Nope, not there yet.
Like, I do not get why people think this show is so great.
That came up in a conversation today that someone said before that show ever aired, like in its beginning stages, it wasn't good and they couldn't really figure it out. But like, that's why I think by episode six, they do figure it out. And some writer's like, ding, ding, ding. Because after episode six, the rest of season one and season two is so good. I cannot even take it. You will end up loving it.
I think season three is out.
What?
I think so.
Have you watched that weird game thing? What's it called?
Squid Game. I'm a little scared to watch it.
I'm not watching that. And everyone's talking about it. It's scary.
I know, but I don't think I need to see that. It just seems too dark.
Okay, because honestly, no joke. Like, even though it was like a silly kind of a teenage thing, Hunger Games affected me. I'm serious. It gave me really anxiety. I feel like that could happen someday.
Did you ever read The Hunger Games? Because the books were phenomenal.
Amazing. People are so obsessed with death and killing shows and crime shows. And
I know.
Like, everyone's freaking TV show is about murder and how to kill people. And like, that is all people watch. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, one day, which it seems like the government's trying to do, where there's like the super rich and the super poor and there's no in between, all the rich people pay to see. It's scary. I do not like the concept. And so that's why I was like, I'm just not watching this.
I mean, I haven't seen it, so I could be wrong. But to me, it seems like a little bit in the same like vein as like Black Mirror. And I and a lot of that is just too dark for me. Like, I just can't hang, like, with the Black Mirror stuff.
I saw one episode. Oh, I didn't even watch the whole thing, of Black Mirror that literally made me like ill for like 4 days.
Yeah.
And I never could turn it on ever again.
Yeah, they're pretty twisted. And I have a feeling that this show is similar.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, so I won't be watching that one. We're about 1 week away from, maybe a week and a half, from the Yellowstone premiere. Thank God. I've been just waiting and waiting and waiting to see Luke Grimes on my television once more.
I literally have got to start that.
You know what?
That's why you're going to love Succession.
I know, that's what everybody says.
It's just like Yellowstone, based in the
only
world.
Only it's set in a boring city Wall Street office.
Yeah, like, but it is like how like Fox and CNN was. Like, he owns like the Fox News.
Right, I know.
And it is so freaking amazing.
It's the cowboy hats and the rodeo riding, tight jeans that really do it for me on Yellowstone.
Kevin Costner in a cowboy hat and his little jeans and those, like, ugh. He is so cute. Like, I've just loved him for so long. Like, when he came out in Bull Durham, I, like, honestly lost my mind. I loved him so much during – he had a movie out called Tin Cup. My body just, like, I was so physically sad just thinking, I'll never have Kev to love me.
Oh, my gosh.
God, like, you know, somebody you're just, like, so infatuated with.
Mm-hmm.
I've met Kevin, and now I have, and he's so sweet, and he was so kind, and just the coolest guy ever. But you know what? Sometimes you meet people like that, and you're like, ew. Total bag. Like, ew. I don't even think you're cute anymore because you're such a douche. Kevin was just like, no. And it just made me go, oh my gosh, yes. Now I love you more.
Wow.
But anyway.
He's a cutie.
That's why I'm shocked I haven't watched this yet.
It's so good.
I thought he was so hot in the 90s. Like, just in, like, it doesn't even compare to how he looks now. So, he looks so much better.
Oh, really?
Yes, because you know what? He just is, like, aging with grace. He just looks better with gray. And just better, like, it's so good. He has done it right.
Yeah.
So.
Love that. Did you look and see when Succession's out?
No, I forgot.
Mom.
Oh my gosh. It did come out already.
I told you.
Honestly, and I have just been every day, like, waiting to see something pop up that it's back. And I have not, I cannot believe it. I'm so excited.
You've been waiting 2 weeks longer than you needed to.
Now, actually, I'm glad I didn't know. So at least I got two to watch in a row. I think my absolute favorite character is Kieran Culkin, and he plays this guy named Roman. And honestly, like, I'm just like, is he not acting? Is this kind of who he is in real life? Because I just don't even know that you can be that good of an actor to play his role the way he does. Like, it is so freaking good.
There are so many Culkins.
Are there?
Yeah, like, it's crazy. Like, we all know Macaulay, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And then you got Kieran. And then and then their brother Rory Culkin was in Waco.
What?
He was in Waco. And what's the other? Oh, Signs. He was in Signs.
Oh, my gosh. Well, after this role for Kieran, like, he is just, oh my gosh, he is so good in it. I cannot wait until you get into season two. It is amazing.
I love him in those. Like, I thought in Waco, like, he was by far and above the best actor in the group.
What else has Kieran been in?
Let's see. She's All That. Great film. He was in The Home Alones also?
He was?
Apparently. Father of the Bride Part 2?
So this is a big deal for him, for sure.
Yeah, very big. And none of this other stuff looks very familiar.
I thought, first of all, they cast it so perfectly. Like, there is not one cast member that I do not love in this show. It is so freaking good.
Oh, he was in the OG Father of the Bride, too.
Ew, cute.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. And then I guess there's another brother, Shane Culkin.
I don't know. It's so good. I cannot wait to go watch the third season.
Yeah. Well, we'll get on that.
The other one is just like, I cannot wait for Ozark. And you told me it's 2022. So.
Yep. That one's next year.
Yeah.
I know.
Bummer.
Yeah. Should we get into some Dear MTs?
Love to.
Hey, stoners. This is Sammy Joe from Texas. Hope y'all are having a beautiful day today. The weather is finally starting to feel nice here in Texas. Anyways, my questions are a little random, but I have a question for each of you. MT, I want to know what your favorite season of the year is and why. Brandy, what has been your best and worst date experience? I hope y'all are having a beautiful day, and I can't wait to hear the podcast this week.
What's your favorite season, Mother?
If I'm in Nashville, it's definitely fall.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, in LA, it might be spring, too. Because summer is so weird out here, because I consider summer like May and June. And weirdly, they're always cold because we have something called June gloom. And it's because of the ocean. There's something to do with the ocean that causes the clouds. And it actually just covers the city. And it's so depressing because, like, the second you wake up in the morning, it's just gray. And it kind of just stays that way. Mm-hmm. And it does that a lot in June and the end of May. And so I love warm, warm weather. I love all seasons but winter. I hate winter mm-hmm. with a passion.
Well, you left Nashville just in time, because I swear the minute you left, it got cold.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's been cold.
See, I always know those first 3 weeks in October are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, week one and two. Even as kids, I remember you guys always trick-or-treating in the rain, and it was raining and freezing.
Miserable.
So I know to get out before the last week of October.
Smart. Best and worst date experiences, she said. Everyone finds this hard to believe, but I haven't really been on that many, like...
Me either.
Quote unquote dates.
Me like, either.
I've never been the kind of person that, like, goes on lots of dates. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing it wrong because it's not really, it hasn't worked out for me yet.
I honestly really don't think I've ever been on a real date.
Well, I've been on a handful, but definitely, like, not as many as normal people, I think. And I don't know, when I was younger, I would just meet people through friends, and then we would hang out in groups, and then we would start dating, I think. Like, I just don't, like, I just didn't do the whole, like, a guy come and picks you up and takes you somewhere. Like, I've just never done that,
First of all, I could never do that, even, like, before your dad. And thank God he never wanted to leave the house, like, because he still doesn't. So I didn't have to go anywhere, because... For some guy to come and pick me up and take me and watch me eat would give me so much anxiety that there's just no way I could have done that.
Well, I like to drive myself because I need an escape plan if it's going badly.
Oh, I will not ever, like it was always meet you there. Like, I need my car.
Totally. But I did go on a really bad date when I was living in LA. Gosh, this was so long ago. Like, I was probably... No, like 26 or something. Like, I was young. And I got on one of the hot new dating apps or whatever and matched with this, like, cute guy. He was, like, from another country, classic me. And we went to Jones on 3rd for lunch. And I am not kidding you, for an hour straight, all he did was talk about himself. Like, he did not ask me one thing about myself. He didn't let me talk. Like, all he did was talk about himself for an hour straight. And then the hour's up and lunch is over. Great. And he's like, so what are you doing tonight? And I was like, no. I am not going to dinner and listening to you talk about yourself for another hour or two. So I made up some excuse that I couldn't go. Then found out a few days later, was with a girlfriend of mine in LA, and we were just chatting. And she was telling me about this date she had been on, met him through a dating app, pulled him up, showed me the photo, and it was that guy. And on my date with him, he brought it up because I didn't get to talk. He like brought up how he thought it was like so crazy that people would date multiple people at once. He's like, I've just never been that person. Like, I just don't get this concept of like dating multiple people at one time. That's exactly what he was doing.
That is insane. Are these dates safe? I mean, I guess there's a record on your phone or something, because this does not, like, I would not go meet some random person anywhere.
I mean, I would only do it in like a setting where there's people around, obviously. Yeah. Like I would never like meet the guy at a hotel or anything creepy like that. Like you got to meet at a restaurant where there's a lot of people and whatever. And obviously like I, you know, and when I go on dates now, like I tell Kirsten where I'm at and who I'm with, like you got to make sure and like tell somebody where you are and like where you're going and what the plan is and all that, because you just never know.
Cause I have friends that do Tinder and I'm and like, okay, that is not okay that some random man shows up at your house to do you know what and
to do like, you know what.
It sounds to me like the greatest thing in the world for a serial killer.
I mean, it is. Did it's you watch clickbait?
Like, that is just not okay. Like, it is crazy town.
Yeah, it really is.
And first of all, like, aren't you scared you're going to get an STD?
Well, yeah. That's
real.
Yeah, that's like, a valid concern.
Doing it with a bunch of people, like, from, like, how are they not just spreading all kinds of stuff?
I bet they are.
I'm dead serious. Like,
no, I'm serious.
Like, how are people not walking around, like, it rotten off? I'm serious. That's not okay with me.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously.
Should I say what a good date was?
I would love to hear about your good date.
Well, you already know about it.
We only do positive things here.
Well, I went on a good date recently.
I know. I'm trying to tell the stoners.
And you know what? Met him on a dating app. My mom already knows because she was in town when I went on it. Which actually made it good for me because I was like, well, I definitely can't bring this guy home because my mother's in the basement. So got to keep this one PG. But this date, super cute. His idea, he took me to Topgolf. And I have never, well, before this, I have never, ever. Have you ever swung a golf club? Because I had never touched one.
Maybe once. But you know what? I love that you're not sitting across from each other, staring at each other, trying to eat and act like you're both like chowing down when you are so freaking nervous for your first date that the last thing you want to do is eat. But going and playing fun games is awesome.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like a new age twist on like the putt-putt date, right? From like high school. Like when I was in high school, like that was the activity date. Like take a girl to go play putt-putt or bowling or something like that. But I hate those things. But Topgolf is really fun. There's a full bar. So it was a perfect situation because there was something to do. There was a reason like for us to talk. Like we were talking about golf because I didn't know how to do it. And we could have some drinks. It was great. It was really great. And it would have been very easy for me to shut that down and be like, oh, that's so cliche. But I didn't. And I went and I had a great time.
I don't think that's cliche.
But it was worth it. It was good. I was glad I did it.
Because you got to have a little drink, which probably calmed your nerves.
Totally.
And you get to talk about golf. And if he already can golf, then he can show you how and it's all cute and that whole thing.
That was it. That was the thing.
Love it.
Let's see what our next question is.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. I feel like this is more directed towards Brandy, but I'm looking to move to Denver coming up, and I'm originally from Nashville, and as y'all both know, Nashville doesn't get super cold or super hot in the summer. I mean, Lord knows, sometimes it does, but I just wanted to know where the best places to live in Denver, maybe around the Denver area. Also how to prepare for a Denver winter and just everything about that. And, you know, just moving across country and the do's and the don'ts and just any tips and recommendations. Thanks. Love y'all.
So jealous. She's moving to Denver. I love it there.
You really do.
I really love it there. I'm playing there on New Year's Eve. So come out to my show in Denver. Tips for Denver. Okay, here's the thing. Everyone's like, a lot of people think Denver has these terrible winters. They're not that bad. So if you're in the city, which is where it sounds like you're moving to, first of all, they plow the roads so early every day that the roads are clear by the time you wake up. Like that city functions during snow. So that's what's great about that. Like as long as you don't plan on driving into the mountains, you could literally have any car you want and get around Denver just fine. If you do plan on going to the mountains, then I would probably have a car with four-wheel drive because the mountains do get kind of crazy. So there's tip number one. Also, people told me when I lived there that because of the way the city is placed on the east side of the mountains, that the mountains get like dumped on with snow, and then the mountains kind of shield the city from getting the majority of it. So it actually doesn't get as much snow downtown as you would think. And I actually think because it's a drier cold, I wasn't nearly as cold in Denver than I am in Nashville when it's raining and cold and wet cold. Like, to me, that is so much worse. So buy yourself a good puffer coat and you're going to be killing it. You're going to be great.
Brandy, you should be a travel person. You just are so smart, and I love how you just bring it all down to earth.
Just like bringing the facts.
Travel. I would want to come to listen to you because you would just lay it out so easily. I love it.
Well, she also asked on what areas to live in. So if I were going back to Denver, I would either live in Lohi, which is very popular. It's kind of pricey, but that's where everybody wants to live because you can walk to everything. Washington Park. It's on the other side of downtown. Adorable. Like, if you want to live in a house versus an apartment, I would definitely check out Washington Park. Because it's like a lot of homes versus like condo buildings in Lohi. And there is some stuff that's walkable, but not like Lohi, and you can drive anywhere and be like downtown in 5 minutes. You can be at the mall in Cherry Creek in 5 minutes. Like, everything's really close. And then the third area that's really popular is Rhino. And it's like the arts district that's like in downtown. It's like on the north side of downtown. A lot of things are walkable, but again, you're going for that condo life if you're in Rhino. So that's the trade. But those are my three favorite areas.
Well, I like the one where you can have a little house.
Me too. Wash Park is my fave.
And I've heard that Cherry Creek is so cute.
It is cute, but it's Cherry Creek is like the equivalent of Green Hills here. So it's busy. That's where the mall is. It's where all the shopping is.
So be outside of there in a little house is better than driving 5 minutes.
I think so. And Cherry Creek's really expensive too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Wash Park is where it's at.
Well, that's great. Thank you for that cute review, Bran.
Do you like how this is a Dear BC segment this week?
Yeah, I actually don't.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name's Stacy. I actually just recently moved to Nashville last year, and I'm kind of hoping you can get me some advice. I really love it here. I moved here with my boyfriend. We got a dog, bought a house, and have made some friends. So that's been great. But I just kind of feel like something's missing. In Cleveland, I sang in a couple bands, a little bit like folk country style, and I would love to do that here in Nashville, but I'm not sure exactly how to tap in and, you know, find different artists and musicians to play with. I don't play any instruments, so that definitely limits me with what I can actually do. But just wondering if you guys have any advice on how to kind of go about that. Thank you. Love the show. You guys are awesome.
I love her.
It sounds like Stacey's just checking off the boxes. Boyfriend, house, dog.
I mean, she is living her best life. Honestly, I feel like social media is always a good way to reach out to people. And what were you going to say?
I was literally going to say that I feel like there's a Facebook group for everything these days.
Me too. I guarantee you there's a Facebook group for that.
I guarantee you there's more than one of like Nashville musicians and people looking to do music together, put bands together or whatever. Like, I guarantee you, if you go on Facebook, you'll find groups about that.
I think so too. And I bet also if you went to places like Third and Lindsley or the Bluebird or, you know, some of these really cool spots in Nashville, songwriters and artists are just constantly hanging out at these smaller venues, watching their friends play. And I think it'd be such a great way to meet people too.
Mm-hmm. Cleveland's cool though. She said she came from Cleveland.
It's really cool.
I like it a lot.
Although really cold in the winter.
Hey guys, my name is Taylor. I am from Minnesota. First off, thanks for being you. I look forward to the podcast every week and really just adore you too. So the holidays are right around the corner and coming fast. My family has always been into gift giving. For us with two kids and other obligations, it's gotten harder and harder over the years to give gifts to everyone. Everyone buys for us and we feel obligated to do the same in return, but think that out quickly. After losing my grandma this year, I've really tried telling my family that it's about presents and not presents. You can't get time back. So what are some good ideas that someone could give that aren't necessarily presents, but experiences or memories? Love you guys.
I love that question. And honestly, every year you try to get everybody to do Secret Santa.
I know. I love the idea of Secret Santa because it is an activity. Like, so if you live under a rock and you don't know what Secret Santa is, I actually prefer Dirty Santa, where you can steal from each other. But basically, whatever group you have, like for me, I wanted it to be our family. You put numbers in like a hat, however many people you are, and you draw a number. And everyone just goes and buys one gift. And you put a price limit on it. Like for us, like maybe we would say like $100 or whatever. And, but a lot of people do it and say $20, like whatever you want the limit to be, it doesn't matter. And you go buy one gift. And then, so whatever number you draw is the number you get to pick a wrapped gift. Like you all sit around the tree and whoever has number one gets to pick whatever wrapped gift under the tree and unwraps it and opens it. And then whoever has number two can either pick a tree, gift from under the tree or steal from number one. And so you like, at first you kind of think like, oh, number one's the best, but it's not, it's actually the last number. Cause then you can steal from everyone. Except some people like to play with this one little rule that whoever has number one gets to steal from anyone at the very end of the game. So in that case, number one is the best. But it's fun because it's like when I feel like when we sit around
and open gifts,
I know. I feel like when we sit around and open gifts, it's just like over so quickly and everyone's opening presents at once and no one's really talking to each other and it's just kind of weird.
I think we're absolutely doing this year.
It's the best. And Secret Santa, it like turns it into a game and it turns it into an experience.
And honestly, like everybody will be relieved.
I agree. I think we have to demand that we do Dirty Santa this year.
I do too, because then you know what we'll do is like then I'll buy all my other presents for Bear.
Perfect. Sounds great. So I do love that. I think like another thing you could do is like if it's a group of friends, like you could do something like rent a cabin and for like two nights and be like, hey, I rented us this cabin and we're going to go spend the weekend in the spring in the mountains or whatever and hang out together or something like that. I think it's like such a great gift idea.
That so much.
I'm just full of good ideas this week.
Randy, you should be a travel expert and a holiday expert.
How much money do those people make, really? It's the question.
Freaking a lot, probably, if you build that.
I don't think so.
Yes.
No, I don't think.
Really?
I don't think so.
I think you could build a huge brand out of that, and then you can have your own travel accessories and all that good stuff.
Sounds hard.
Sounds so good. Maybe I need to do this, but I don't travel enough, and I don't do the things you do like that.
That's true.
So good. Anyway, do we have another one?
We do. Let's see if I can get it to load.
Hello, it's Monty from Los Angeles. Well, okay, actually, I'm from North Carolina, but I just moved to LA recently. Love the podcast. I think y'all are hilarious, iconic, amazing. Anyway, so I have two questions. One, I recently went to a concert with one of my besties, and it wasn't even a concert. It was like a music festival, GovBall. And I just had like an emotional reaction to one of the performers and their songs and was wondering with all the performers and y'all's family, have y'all ever had an emotional reaction to one of their performances? And then my other question is, I just moved to LA recently, you know, figuring it out from North Carolina, so it's a big adjustment. But I was wondering if y'all had any advice on places to go in Los Angeles, kind of like a locals guide in a way. Like, I'm still figuring things out. And would just love any advice or, you know, places to see, any feedback. Like, would love that. Anyway, I hope y'all have an amazing day. And sorry, I'm not stoned. Yeah, bye.
I'm obsessed with Monty.
Love, 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 love. And that is such a good question because honestly, I think I do at everything that my kids do, there's always at least once that like I have to cry.
Oh boy.
I used to cry at horse shows all the time. Like if you all did.
Oh my God.
All the time. Like I would totally get emotional at everything.
Like, speaking of horse shows, Noah came to see me in a full head-to-toe black sweatsuit, and it was 85 degrees outside.
Did you do good?
Stood out like a sore thumb. I had the last jump down, but Stargirl is amazing. We jumped meter 25.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
So that's two holes higher than what you saw on Wednesday.
How did you get talked into doing that?
Danny. I'll send you the video. She's pretty good. Okay.
But see, that would make me cry. That's such a huge accomplishment so quick. But like, honestly, it is emotional. And like, I think Noah, when she just performed recently at the Fonda and it was sold out. And I think Noah, so many people relate to her because she's been so honest about depression and body dysmorphia and just really struggling with depression and anxiety. And it was so emotional to hear every single solitary person in that room singing her song Lonely. And they weren't just singing it Like, they were like, it was insane, the expressions on their faces. And it did make me tear up. And I literally looked at my friend and I was like, okay, like, this is crazy. Because it was just like, I felt like everybody in that room was just connected. Mm-hmm. Because they all knew that every single person in that room at that moment, like, felt like they did. And it was just overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so beautiful. And it was just so crazy. And I just remember at that moment being like so overwhelmed with emotion, because it's like, oh, they know she knows how they feel. You know, it mm-hmm. was just really good.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I mean, concerts in general, I feel like most, like, 9 times out of 10 when I go see a show, like, I definitely have like a spiritual moment. Absolutely. Like at some point during it. I mean, that's what music does to people, I feel.
It totally does.
Mother, what are your local LA recommendations for Monty?
Oh, I am so lame.
I know. I mean,
honestly, Nobu Malibu.
Mom.
If you're going to do one great, nice thing, like, I would rather save my money and go to somewhere like you could eat on the ocean in Malibu.
But there are some really cute, like, bars and restaurants down in West Hollywood. But I've been out of the LA scene for like 3 or 4 years. So maybe these places aren't as cool as they were then. But
well, we all know, like, isn't the Abbey fun?
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking, like,
I think everybody loves it.
There's a little bar in West Hollywood called Laurel Hardware. That's one of my favorite spots to go grab a drink and dessert. And then, you know what restaurant I love in West Hollywood? I love to go for lunch, but you can go for dinner too. There's a little spot called Zinc, and it's just so chic, and the food is so good, and a lot of celebs go. So if you keep your eyes peeled, you might see like Hailey Bieber or somebody. Huh?
I've never even heard of it.
Yes, I've taken you there.
Ow.
It's the spot right next to the Pacific Design Center, and the writing for the restaurant is in pink neon.
That's where Zinc. Me, you, and Margo
went. Yeah, Zinc. Cute lunch spot. Laurel Hardware is like you want to go at night. Like on the weekends, it's popping. But on weeknights too, like it's definitely a vibe and like kind of a little scene, but also like an under the radar scene.
Got it.
And then what's the other one? Oh, Delilah is right close to there. Everybody loves Delilah.
Uh-huh. Hyde?
No, Hyde's up like a club.
Oh.
Which, if that's your scene, go get after it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I used to love to go to, but I think it might be, maybe it's not as cool anymore, but I used to love going to the Blind Dragon. It's a club. It's right there on Sunset, and it's kind of hidden. Like, there's no sign for it or anything like that. And I haven't been in years, but, like, they used to have these little, it's like a club, but then they have these separate rooms that are, like, private karaoke rooms. So you go in with your group, and they have bottle service they can bring into the room. But then, like, your group just gets to have private karaoke night. It's so fun.
That sounds literally amazing.
It's great. I loved it.
I mean, that sounds like so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, the West Side spots. There's some West Side spots. Like, the West Side is really trendy right now. Like, I feel like maybe the social scene has moved over to the West Side. People love Elefante. They love the proper hotel rooftop. But Elefante is definitely a sceney spot. Like, people go there to be seen or whatever. You should give it a shot.
Do they have pizza?
Probably.
I think they have pizza.
It's like a Mediterranean spot.
Got it. That's great.
My LA Rex.
Okay.
Better than yours.
I mean, I have nothing.
I got Nobu, she says.
I mean, Nobu Malibu is just sitting by the ocean. I mean, I don't do sushi, so it's not really for me. I love to go just because it's so beautiful. But, like, it is just, if you're going to Malibu and you want to have the best dinner, like, and if you like sushi, like, there's just nothing better than sitting by the ocean.
Oh, it's amazing, but it's outrageous.
Outrageous, but it is amazing.
Yeah, maybe go have a drink there.
Yeah.
This one, you need to look at the photo.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. I just want to say that I love you guys so much. I love your whole family. I literally want to name my daughter Miley because, one, I love the name, and two, because of the Cyrus family. But anyways, I have a high design question. So me and my fiance currently live in his parents' basement suite, and we are lucky enough because they're moving, but we're lucky enough to, we're going with them and we're moving into the new basement suite. But it's it's unfinished. So we pretty much get to design it from scratch, and we're kind of working on a budget. So we currently have this, I sent a photo. We currently have this, like workbench. It's actually for a garage, but we kind of turned it into our kitchen island because we found some really cool bar stools that go with it. And we want to design the kitchen around this island, but I just don't know what to color to make the cupboards and the countertops. So any advice for what how I we can design the kitchen around this island would be really great. Okay, thank you. Sorry, this was long.
This is like country farmhousey type vibe,
which I love.
Which, so I like, to me, I think if I was going to go with this, I would probably do white cabinets.
Absolutely.
I would just do probably also a white countertop.
I would too. And I'm getting a little tired of just the white quartz. I think you could find a quartz that has a little movement in it instead of just being white, and it can be really interesting. That I actually love that dark gray wall with this piece. And I love it with the white cabinetry. But again, I'm not with Brandy. I'd probably do like a white quartz that has some movement and isn't just plain white.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. And I just think that you could have so much fun with the backsplash because I'd keep it lighter too.
Would you do like black matte faucet and hardware and stuff?
I kind of think I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to stay more industrial, I think you go with black. And then if you don't, I would still go with like a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a really pretty nickel could be really, really pretty, especially doing black hardware. I think that'd be really cool. Or you could do nickel hardware and then do a black faucet. I think mixing those two would be really cool. But I think it'd be really fun to do like a backsplash that isn't just completely plain. I'd love to see something that gives a little bit of either a pattern or just a little color or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be pretty.
Love that.
Me too.
Cool. Well, our last Dear MT, it's not a voice memo. It's somebody that sent an Instagram message because they didn't want to have their voice heard on the podcast. So I'm just going to read the message for this very last one. Ready?
Great.
Okay. I am in a hard spot in my professional life. I have worked with the same company for 7 years. I have grown a lot, moved up, and have been successful here. However, this job leaves me exhausted. I've basically been managing 100-plus people, and I leave most days so mentally drained and exhausted that it's hard to focus on my family at home. Also, I'm an Enneagram 9, such a people pleaser, which makes it so much harder. Anyways, I had another job opportunity come to me. Similar pay, and it's actually super mental health oriented, less people to manage and be responsible for. I'm very torn. I wasn't actively looking for another job. I'm super loyal and never even thought about leaving my current job before. I need advice.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Okay, well, that's the old people saying. But I was going to say,
it sounds like you had this amazingly wonderful gift fall in your lap that God is just saying, here you go. Like,
yeah,
because it just sounds like the same pay, less pressure, mental health. Like, it just sounds like a dream job. And like, yeah. I understand being loyal, but I think sometimes you just have to be more loyal to yourself and to your family and just know that, you know, you're doing what's right for not only you, but, you know, the people that you love. I would just say, like, it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, the thing that stood out to me the most was that she said it's hard to focus on her family at home because of how much work drains her. And yes. I mean, at the end of the day, like, work is not the most important part of our lives, right?
Exactly.
Like when it's all said and done, like, it's the people in your life that are important and the experiences you have with them. So if you have this other opportunity that's just totally here for you, that's going to allow you to have better and like more and better quality time with your family, I think absolutely no brainer, like, take that other job.
Absolutely.
That's my advice.
Me too.
Those are some good Dear MTs.
Great Dear MTs.
Loved it. You got any baked goods or nah? I saw that you ordered your own pair of tree torn boots.
Love yours. Are yours a 7?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I think so.
I love yours at the horse show.
They're perfect because they're waterproof and they're so comfy.
Great.
And they're cheap.
We're talking about Brandy. I was going to the airport after her horse show and I didn't want my shoes to get muddy. So I slipped on a pair of her tree torn rubber boots. And I had a pair of jeans on, and they just looked so cute.
They're so cute.
And I was like, oh, my God, these are the, like, I couldn't get the green. They were back ordered, the army green. So I got the black, but I just ordered them off Amazon because not only, like, I was so glad that I took them and put them on because, like, they were so cute on, and it was so good to have. So I want to get a pair for here, too, because it, like, yesterday rained all day. Poured all day here. But they're just the cutest shoes. So I will put those up. They're like tree torn little rubber boots, and they're so cute.
They really are. I wear them, especially when I'm horse showing because I'm bathing Star and I'm cleaning tack and I'm always in water. And those suckers have really stood the test of time. Like they have taken a beating and.
I was for Hunter, but they were like $150, $60.
You know what? The Hunters are not comfortable.
And that honestly, I would wear them out just like on a cute day because they just would look so cute with jeans and a little sweater.
Rubber boots are really trendy right now.
They're so cute. I can't wait. Did mine come yet?
Yes, they did. They're in there waiting for you.
Awesome. Yay.
Hilarious. Well,
Stoners, well.
If that's all we got, we have a little announcement for you guys. We are going to take a Sorry We're Stoned hiatus through the end of the year. This will be the last episode for 2021. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot this episode. It's important to spend time doing things you love and spending time with your family and your friends and the people in your life and being present. And honestly, sometimes just taking a break for yourself. And so we're going to do that for the next couple of months. And we're really going to like focus on just unwinding and recharging and finishing out the year, just hanging out with each other and kind of doing some self-care and some like spiritual and mental wellness stuff. So we'll miss you guys, but I think we gave you guys one heck of a great episode to end out the year on.
And here's the thing is I love you guys so much. So please stay involved and in contact with us through our Facebook group.
Yeah. Even though we won't be doing any more episodes for the year, we do have a couple of things up our sleeves for you. It's not live yet, so I really shouldn't be saying anything, but I just can't keep it in anymore. But we have been hard at work designing some Sorry We're Stoned merch that's going to be available soon. So even without episodes airing, keep your eyes and ears peeled on the Facebook group and our Instagram for the announcement that's going to go live, because we hope to have that up before the holidays for y'all.
Absolutely. And I'm sure like a couple times before the new year, like maybe I could do a live Facebook or me and Brandy could, because I definitely want to stay in touch with you guys. We love you all so much. And thank you for supporting us. And sorry we're stoned.
Happy holidays. I'm going to be stoned during the holidays. I'll tell you that right now.
I am going to be too. But yes. So keep in touch, you guys. We'll keep in touch as well. And we love you. And talk to you soon.
Love you guys.